All right, now y'all here with Tammy T, Tamika Hurd, Tamika Chanel, Chanel Casanova. You know how many aliases I got. We here at Butterific Bakery and Cafe with my brother from another mother, Jared. The Price is Right. Price, baby. Ooh. JP in the building.
What's up?
Hey, you are running for office.
I am.
Tell the people what office you're running for and what area that covers.
Yes, so I am running for Super District 8. That is this whole western half of the city. And I mean, it covers everything from North Memphis, Smoke City, Klondike, Fraser, Uptown, Douglas. And then it dips into downtown, uptown, midtown, South Memphis, Soulsville, Whitehaven.
Hold up. This is a super
it's
district.
It's called super because it's covering a lot of people.
Wow, that's a lot. Yeah. So
and Hickory Hill. Yeah.
Okay.
It's half the city. So you got Super District 8 that covers the western half of the city, and you got Super District 9 that covers the eastern half of the city. And each one of those super districts has three representatives. You got position 1, 2, and 3 in Super District 8.
Okay.
And you got position 1, 2, and 3 in Super 9. They're all equal, but there's three seats per super district.
So you're going to be running this district with two other people. Is this how this works?
So JB right now is Super District 8-1.
Okay.
Cheyenne is 8-2. But Martavius Jones, the current councilman, is termed out. He can't run again.
So you can term out. What's the limit on this?
You get a 4-year term when you're elected, but you can have 2 terms. So that's 8 years.
8 years.
So Martavius has been there 8 years, and now I'm running to in his seat, position 8-3.
I think that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay, what are you going to bring? Like, what's the platform? Like, people always want to know, what are you going to do for us?
Yep.
So talk to the people. What you got going?
I mean, that's the biggest thing. So, I mean, I'm sitting here. Month of May is Small Business Month.
Yes, it is.
Me and her are both small business owners.
You better believe it.
Entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
So I'm going to really put a big focus on small business owners, empowering them, empowering people who want to be small business owners.
Mm-hmm.
So training programs, funding programs.
Funding.
And business training. Like,
yes.
It takes a lot to know how to run a successful business, and a lot of people say, I want to own a business, but I don't know the 101, you know,
mm-hmm.
how to do. So I think our city needs to invest more in entrepreneur training, business owner training, but then also making sure that the businesses that we do have access to funding and grants and stuff like that.
I agree.
Yeah. So as a small business owner, I'll be one of the few small business owners to ever sit on city council, so I'll have small businesses backs.
We need that.
Yeah.
We need someone who understands our strife, what we have to go through as small business owners, because it's not easy. Everybody think, I get my own business and I got freedom and I got money. No. You give up working 40 hours to work 80 hours a week. Jerry was just telling me all the ways he's been pulled, you know, just being a small business owner and just being here in the city of Memphis and a person of influence. So, I mean, we, as a small business owner, you know, you got my vote.
I appreciate it. I'm endorsed by Tamika, so I'm honored and happy to have that.
Yes.
You know, we gotten a lot of support, though. I mean, I've known you for some years now.
Years, yeah.
And the community work that we've been doing, our track record speaks for itself. It's a track record that no other candidates in this race have. I served as City Beautiful Commissioner for 4 years, partnered on over 50 neighborhood cleanups,
mm-hmm.
helped lead the largest citywide cleanup ever in Memphis City Beautiful when they did the Litter League. 80 teams from different neighborhoods came together and cleaned up Memphis, and whoever cleaned up the most got a Grizzly game. They got to sit in the mayor's suite, and they won $1,500. So that was a great.
Let's bring that back, JP. Bring that back.
Right, and that was fun. I mean, so we've done a lot of, you know, I've been shoulder to shoulder with people.
Yeah.
We've gotten endorsements from you. We got endorsements from Ms. Hazel. We've gotten endorsements from Deidre Malone, Althea Green, Dr. Kevin Brooks.
Yeah.
I mean, the list goes on and on. We've gotten so far Mauricio Calvo, Linda Harris. Like, our endorsements are stacking up because people know I've been there. I've been doing the work.
Yeah, you've been doing it.
And I just want to keep doing that work. You know, I rolled off of commissioner for City Beautiful last year. Mm-hmm. I rolled off of the president of Downtown Association last year. So I said, what's the next chapter? And city council literally was sitting right in front of me saying, there's an open seat. Martavis is termed out. This is your call. So
Let's get it.
So tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow, yes. Y'all can come down and meet the candidate and ask those questions. He's going to be 100 with you, let you know what it is and what it is not.
Yes.
You see, so this is what we want. This is who we need in office, someone who's going to invoke change in our city, especially when it comes to small business owners. So entrepreneurs, my small business owner friends, Come by, talk to JP about your needs, your concerns, what you want to see brought to the city of Memphis to make us better as entrepreneurs, as small businesses, as citizens of our beautiful city.
Yes, right? I want to meet all the business owners we can.
Yeah,
We'll have free beer, free wine, free food tomorrow from 5 to 7 right here at Butterific.
Right here,
And, you know, it's good to have the endorsements of elected officials, you know, that's always nice, mm-hmm. but it's really good when you have community endorsements and other business owners. Like, we got Tamika's endorsement, Shawanda Ford from Brown Skin Yoga.
Yeah,
she's endorsed
what's
us.
Going on, Brown Skin Yoga?
She's endorsed us.
Yeah.
And you know, we're going to keep Miss Hazel's an entrepreneur, Mayor Whitehaven, she's endorsed us.
Wow.
She's a legendary entrepreneur.
Yes.
So we've gotten a lot of business support, but we need everybody on this race. You know, we've got a lot of momentum. We've done great in fundraising. We've gotten, you know, Price is Right is our logo. Price is Right for Memphis.
You know,
so we got t-shirts.
That.
We got yard signs getting
ready. I need me a t-shirt.
But we want everybody to come down tomorrow. So from 5 to 7, Butterific Cafe. And y'all might not know, I don't even know if Tamika knows this, but I'm going to be bringing my red piano setting up right there in that corner, and we're going to throw down because I'm also a musician, and I'm almost Elton John.
Come on.
And we're going to do a live performance for whoever's here tomorrow.
My man. Come on now. I like when you pop a surprise.
Piano, just a little surprise.
I love entertainment. I love what you do.
Thank you. I love
what you bring to the city. You are one of the more genuine people that I know here.
I appreciate that.
You see, and that's rare.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Like Mr. Clean with hair. All right. But I just appreciate the person that you are.
I appreciate that you are
100% you.
Yep.
You see, and that's what we need in office, that we need somebody who's pretty much transparent and is going to tell us like it is and give us what we need as a community, as citizens of Memphis.
There's enough of this people showing up when it's just election time.
Yes.
There's enough of these people that's been in office, wanting to be in office again. It's time for fresh new blood, fresh leadership.
I agree.
Fresh ideas and people with proven leadership, you know, to be up there and say, let's just keep this track record going. I'm not wanting to prove to you that I can build a track record. I want the voters to know I have a track record.
Yes.
JerryPrice.com. Check it out. You'll learn everything about mm-hmm. me and the work that we've been doing in the community with people like Tamika and Miss Hazel and Memphis City Beautiful and Eddie Jones. We worked with him a lot. We've worked with Michael Harris G-Work down there at Whitehaven.
Okay.
You know, it's just a lot of things we've been doing.
So we just want to keep that going.
So
yeah,
invite everybody out tomorrow.
Yeah. I mean, if you ready for change and progressive moves to be made, it's Jerry Price, y'all. Y'all already know. So pull up tomorrow, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., Butterific Bakery and Cafe. He already said he going to get on them keys. Y'all already know the main
Roll
is
down.
Bad. I'm telling you. And that's like Michael Jackson bad. You know what I'm talking about? So I'm just happy that I can throw my support behind Jared because he supported me in so many ways. He going to come and buy cookies. He going to come and show love. Like even when I'm at the Cooper Young Festival, he going to pull up at the booth with his folks and they going to buy. So, and those are the types of things that I look at when I'm going to vote for somebody. It's like, why you vote for him? Because he supports me and people like me. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's why he gets my vote. That's why I like to say, vote for Jerry Price. my brother from another mother. All right, it's more than just, hey, she's on the live and throwing her support. It's about supporting those who support me. I support those who support me.
Amen.
Period.
Amen.
Period.
Period.
Yeah. So all y'all right. Come out.
See y'all tomorrow.
See y'all tomorrow.
Bye, guys.